Welcome to issue 10 of your news, Spring 2025. Front cover. Image: Tennant Elliott is smiling. He is sat on chair, wearing a grey t-shirt. He has a sticker on his t-shirt that has the words Elliott C, model. In the background there are black chairs, a black curtain, and photos of people on a blackboard. Headline, also in this issue. Sunflower Festival 2025, page 7. Support staff update, pages 14 and 15. Can you spot the tulips? Enter the competition on page 8. Image, tulips. Page 2. Welcome to your news. This issue of your news is packed full of interesting stories, updates, and the customer promises report. Image, Les Warren, RWP Managing Director. He is stood outside and smiling, wearing a blue jumper and shirt. Les shares his introduction to the spring edition of your news. We recently spoke to our tenant, Elliott, who is on the front cover, about how he has been settling into his new supported living home in Tyne and Wear. Thank you, Elliott, for sharing your story. You can read more about it on page 3. We recently joined board members and our tenant committee representatives Simon, John, David and Fiona at the tenant committee meeting in Leyland. We discussed repairs and how to take part in a good meeting. You can read about the tenant committee meeting on page 5. On pages 12 and 13 you can read all about our customer promises. They tell you how we improve our services and keep your home safe and well maintained. Les Warren, RWP Managing Director. Virtual Hub Update. Our virtual hub group met online in January. We spoke about the rent and service charge increase for this year and tenants shared their thoughts. We spoke about how your rent goes towards keeping your homes safe and well maintained, and to developing new homes. People at the virtual hub meeting told us that they would like to find out more information about their housing benefit and if it will cover the rent increase. They would also like to receive information about what their rent pays for throughout the year. What happens at the virtual hub group? The virtual hub group is your chance to meet other people who live in our homes and have a chat. You can have your say on anything. The meetings last an hour, and we would love to see more people at our next event. Come along and say hi. You can join our Microsoft Teams meeting on your computer, mobile app, or room device. If you need help with setting yourself up on Microsoft Teams, please ask your support worker. Contact the customer voice team on 0333320455 or send an email to community@progressgroup.org.uk. Page 3. Meet Elliott. Elliott lives in one of our supported living homes in Tyne and Wear. He moved into his home last year. Image, tenant Elliott is smiling, he is sat on chair, wearing a grey t-shirt. He has a sticker on his t-shirt that has the words Elliott C, model. Since moving in, Elliott has been getting to know us, his support staff from Ubu and the tenant who he shares his home with, as well as the local community. Elliott has been supported by staff from Ubu to cook and plan meals and how to budget for food. He said, "They help me with cooking and cleaning, and I tell them what I need help with." Support manager Laura explains how Elliott has been developing skills and his independence. When it comes to his laundry and keeping his room tidy, I do not need to even ask him to do it. I think because Elliott had lived away from home for college, that has helped him. Image, Elliott is smiling and is wearing a grey and black jacket and grey trousers. He is standing and holding on to the arms of a support chair. There is a blue background behind him. Image, three tulips. Spending time with his housemate, Elliott enjoys having dinner with his housemate. I managed to find an Indian takeaway style dinner from a local supermarket and shared it with my housemate. I am always looking at ways of saving money because takeaways are expensive. I've been getting on well with my housemate, says Elliott. A passion for football. Elliott is a supporter of Newcastle United Football Club. I am a season ticket holder and go to a few away games. I go to games with my mum and dad and some of my friends. I'm hoping to take one of my support workers to a football match too, says Elliott. You can find out more about Elliot here. www.residewithprogress.org.uk Real Stories. Page 4. Pride Event. Image: Tenant David is stood outside and smiling. There are green trees and hills in the background. He is wearing a black jacket. Our tenant David attended the LGBTQ plus Pride event in Preston with Lancashire Autism Peer and Self-Advocacy Service, LAPSS, to meet with similar organisations and to support his colleagues. Supporting the LGBTQ plus community. I am proud to share that I have been an ally and supporter of the LGBTQ plus community for many years. LGBTQ plus Pride events are opportunities to meet people and hopefully work with other organisations at future events. Preston Pride with LAPSS. Lancashire Autism Peer and Self-Advocacy Service first took part in Preston Pride Parade in 2023. It was so successful that it was only natural that we would be there again in 2024. I was happy that the Pride in Progress Network, of which RWP is a part of, was going to take part in the parade. I joined in with my colleagues on the day. I helped to hold the banner for a local rugby club called Preston Typhoons with my colleagues. It was a very enjoyable day, and we all look ahead to this year's Pride, says David. Image: a graphic of a group of people who are holding LGBTQ flags and speaker phones, holding their arms up in the air. Page 5. Your Tenant Committee. Image: three tulips. Images: Tenant Simon is smiling and wearing a white shirt and black jacket. Tenant David is smiling and wearing a green jumper, blue shirt, and blue tie. Tenant Fiona is smiling and wearing a blue striped top. Tenant John is smiling and wearing a blue and black shirt. What is the RWP Tenant Committee? The RWP Tenant Committee is a group of tenant representatives and non 1. Executive board members who come together to review feedback on our services as a landlord. They help us do better and make sure people are happy in their homes. Tenant Committee Buddies. Each tenant representative has their own buddy. This is one of our colleagues who has been appointed to support them with any questions they might have and help them in their role. First Meeting. We welcomed tenant representatives Simon, David, Fiona and John to the first Tenant Committee meeting, which was held in person, in Leyland, Lancashire. Everyone took part in an activity on how to take part in a good meeting. They thought about how they would like to work together. Everyone talked about which behaviours they thought were good and not so good. Tenant representatives were asked questions about our repairs service to understand better what is working well. They talked about how we can improve and what a good repair service is. Tenant feedback. Our tenant, John, found the meeting really interesting. He said, "I liked the fact there was no jargon used and that it was easy to understand. I have been to things in the past where housing jargon has been used and I didn't know what it meant, but I didn't feel that I could ask." Page 6. Fridge and freezer top tips. There are lots of things that you can do to look after your fridge and freezer. Here are our top tips to keep your fridge and freezer working well and clean. Clean the door seals. Image: graphic of fridge. Make sure the door seals are tight and free of food crumbs. Try to clean the seals twice a year with a small brush, an old toothbrush is ideal, and a mixture of baking soda and water. To make sure your seals are working properly, put a slip of paper on the seal, so it is half in and half out. If it slips out easily, then you will need to get the seals checked by a professional. Image: graphic of open fridge. Clean inside. Cleaning the shelves, doors, and walls of the fridge every month can prevent germs and bacteria from reaching the food. When something spills in the fridge, clean the spill straight away. Remember to check for out-of-date and moldy items. Check the temperature. Image: thermometer. Make sure your fridge temperature is between 37 to 38 degrees Fahrenheit and the freezer is at 0 degrees. You can check the temperature by placing a thermometer inside your fridge. Page 7. Tallest Sunflower Competition 2025. Our Sunflower Festival is back this year, and it is now open. It is time to plant the seeds. Entries need to be submitted by the 7th of September. Image: yellow sunflowers in a garden. Growing your sunflowers. If you would like to take part in the Sunflower Festival, you will need to think about planting your sunflower seeds soon, as they can take a long time to grow. Image: a person's hand holding seeds above soil. Green leaves and a brown welly boot in the background. Here are some tips to help them grow. 1. Put some compost in a plastic cup or plant pot, almost to the top. Put your finger in the soil to make a hole for your sunflower seed. 2. Put a sunflower seed into the hole, then cover it with a little compost. Give it some water so it is damp. 3. Put the cup somewhere sunny, like a windowsill. Give your sunflower a little water whenever it feels dry. 4. After about 1 or 2 weeks, a shoot should poke through the soil. 5. When your plant grows too big for the pot, you need to replant it in a bigger flower pot or in the earth somewhere warm and sunny outside. Place a marker with your name in the pot if your housemates are growing seeds too. 6. Keep checking on your sunflower, making sure it doesn't dry out, but be careful not to overwater it. Get your free pack of sunflower seeds. If you would like us to send you a free pack of sunflower seeds to get you started, please email community@progressgroup.org.uk or contact the customer voice team on 0333320455. Last year's sunflower winner. Last year, our tallest sunflower entry was grown by Noah, reaching a whopping 398 centimeters. Contact the customer voice team if you need support to enter. See details above. Page 8. Competitions. Image: 1 tulip. Spot the tulips competition. How many tulips can you find in this issue? Write to us at the Leeds address, see back page, or email us at community@progressgroup.org.uk by the 30th of April 2025. Write the number of tulips you have spotted, your name, address and telephone number to enter the prize draw, and you could win a £10 voucher. Winners from the last issue. Image: gold trophy. The winners of the Count the Wheelbarrows prize draw is Gordon from Telford. The winner of the Spot the Difference is Sian from Newark. Congratulations on each winning a £10 voucher. Page 9. Enter our prize draw to win a £20 voucher. Image: a man wearing a green t-shirt has got earphones on, sat on his sofa, and he is looking at this tablet or iPad. We hope you like this newsletter. We want to know what you think about it. We also want to know if you use social media. Answer the questions below and send it with your name, address, and contact number to the Leeds office address, on the back page, by the 30th of April 2025. Your newsletter. What do you enjoy in this newsletter? Tick as many as you like. News about our services. Stories about people. Our performance. Spot the difference. Your tenant committee. Is there anything else that you like? What would you like to see more of in this newsletter? Health and well-being. Games and competitions. News about repairs. Cost of living and saving energy. News about our colleagues. Is there anything else you would like to see? Using social media. Did you know that RWP is on Facebook? You can follow our Facebook page for lots of news, updates, and information about us as your landlord. There are also handy guides, tips and advice for you, too. Do you follow RWP on Facebook? Yes or no? If you use social media, which do you like? Facebook, yes or no? Instagram, yes or no? YouTube, yes or no? Is there anything else you want to say about social media? Page 10. How to keep your home damp free. Image: clothes drying on a clothes drying rack. A person's hands can be seen putting a grey towel on the rack. Do you know how to stop damp, mold and condensation happening in your home during the spring months? Here are some top tips. Image: graphic of an extractor fan. Turn your extractor fan on when you are cooking, showering and having a bath to remove extra moisture from the air. Image, graphic of radiator. Keep your home warm to stop condensation on walls, floors, and ceilings. Image, graphic of t-shirt drying on a washing line. Dry clothes outside if the weather is warm. This will mean there is less moisture in your home. When using a drying rack indoors, open a window slightly, as this will help, too. Image, window with curtains. Open your curtains in the morning and close them at night to let warmth in and to keep the cold out. Page 11. Staying safe on public transport. Image, woman is sat on a mobility scooter, wearing a blue cap, blue trousers, and pink t-shirt and is getting off a bus using a wheelchair ramp. Public transport is a great way to visit family and friends, and to explore new places. Whether you use the bus or train, it is important to know how to stay safe when you are traveling. Here is how you can do that. Image, graphic of phone with text message. Keep contact information with you. Take the phone numbers and addresses with you for your emergency contacts, so that they can be contacted if you need their help or there is an emergency. Image, graphic of street light. Wait in areas with lights if you are waiting for a bus or train and it is dark. Wait in areas that are well lit, so that you can be seen. Image, map graphic on a phone. Have another route planned. Sometimes your journey on the train or bus might not be possible on that day due to cancellations or delays. Make sure you have a plan for another way to get to where you are going in case you need it. Image, graphic of a hand holding another hand. Assistance on transport. Public transport has assistance services for people with a learning disability. This includes things like help with boarding, priority seats, and a travel card. Plan ahead for your journey with your support worker or a family member to see what help can be put in place for you on your journey. Image, graphic of people stood on a platform and a train. Travel with a buddy. Travel with a buddy if you need some help with traveling or learning how it works. You could travel with a family member or your support worker until you feel confident about traveling on public transport. Page 12. Image, a building, trees, an RWP van. A building with a wheelchair ramp, a man is going up the ramp sat in his wheelchair, a van with RWP logo, green trees. A man wearing a blue shirt and trousers is fixing a broken fence. A woman wearing a blue shirt and trousers is watering plants. A man wearing a blue shirt and trousers is trimming a hedge. Our customer promises. Homes. We promise to keep your homes well maintained and safe. Image, house. Graphic image, house with a tick inside it. 99.93% of our homes meet the decent home standard. Graphic image, fire extinguisher. 99.7% of our homes have had a fire safety check. Graphic image, light switch. Most of our homes are above average for energy efficiency. Graphic image, boiler. All our homes have had a gas safety check. 1.7%. Amount of surplus money we invest back in our homes. Graphic image, house. 8 out of 10 tenants told us that their home is safe. Graphic image, house and a wrench tool. 7 out of 10 tenants told us that their home is well maintained. Unhappy about something? Find out how to make a complaint on our website www.residewithprogress. Get in touch. If you are still not happy, you can contact the Housing Ombudsman about a complaint on 0300 111 3000 or email info@housing-ombudsman.org.uk. Page 13. Communities and neighborhoods. We promise to work with you and other agencies to keep your community and neighborhood safe and well maintained. Image, trees. 5.2% amount of surplus money we invest back in our homes and new development. Graphic image, people shouting. 8 in 1,000 homes had a case of antisocial behavior. Graphic image, hand is holding cloth which is cleaning. 7 out of 10 tenants feel that we keep communal areas clean and well maintained. Graphic image, two houses with a tick above them. 5 out of 10 tenants feel that we make a positive contribution to neighborhoods. Graphic image, arrows pointing between two people, with a third person above them. 6 out of 10 tenants are happy with how we deal with antisocial behavior. Culture. We promise to be respectful and supportive at all times and involve you in improving services. Image, a heart. Graphic image, a house and an unhappy face. We received 16 complaints per 1,000 homes. Graphic image, a speakerphone. 5 out of 10 are satisfied that their views are listened and acted upon. Graphic image, a happy face and a tick. 7 out of 10 tenants agree that they are treated fairly and with respect. Graphic image, a person reading a leaflet. 6 out of 10 tenants are satisfied that they are kept informed about things that matter to them. If you would like to read more about how well we are doing compared to other housing associations in the UK, visit our website at residewithprogress.org.uk/about-us. We are making changes to our customer promises and we will let you know what these changes are in a future edition of your news. Page 14. Support staff update. Image, graphic of newspaper with the word, news, on it. Welcome to support staff news. A section dedicated to everyone involved in our tenants' care and support. Here we will share with you tips, guidance, and information to help keep our homes safe for our tenants. Working in partnership with you is important to us. If you have any queries or suggestions for what you would like us to cover, please get in touch. You can call us on 0333320265 or drop us an email rwpenquiries@progressgroup.org.uk. Image, a woman is smiling and wearing a pink t-shirt and green jumper and a woman is sat next to her, and she is writing and wearing a yellow jumper. Tenants moving in and out guidance. We hope this guidance on the process of tenants moving in and out of one of our supported living homes is useful. Here is a checklist for the documentation that we require. Moving in tenants. All tenancies begin on a Monday. We require a minimum of 4 weeks' notice upon receipt of the completed application form, prior to the tenant moving in, to allow time for drawing up the tenancy agreements and documents. We have easy read information for our tenants about moving into their home on our website, www.residewithprogress.org. UK, living in your home. Moving in checklist. Application documents are signed either prior to the move-in date or on the day of the move-in. Image, two tulips. Housing benefit process. The tenant will be responsible for any arrears, so it is crucial that the form is completed and submitted promptly. The housing officer can help the tenant with the housing benefit form if they need support. Housing benefit checklist. Request housing benefit forms, or a change of circumstances form, for the tenant before the tenancy start date. Call the council to log the housing benefit claim once you know the tenancy start date. Submit the tenancy agreement once you receive it. You can attach it to the housing benefit form or send it as an appendix to the application. Signing the tenancy agreement. We have a pictorial tenancy agreement available for tenants, which includes information about their home, charges, and responsibilities. It also has explanations of keywords in the tenancy agreement. Speak to your housing officer for a copy of the pictorial tenancy agreement. Capacity process. If the tenant has capacity, they will sign the agreements. If the tenant does not have capacity, we require one of the following. An attorney's under a lasting power of attorney or enduring power of attorney for finance and property. Court-appointed deputy with authority to make decisions on the tenancy agreement. Best interests decision letter and mental capacity assessment. In such cases, the agreement would remain unsigned. Moving out process. Only the tenant or their legal appointee can end the tenancy. A termination based on a best interests report may be accepted if no appointee is in place. Checklist. End of tenancy form needs to be completed and returned. The tenant appointee service provider is legally required to give 4 weeks' notice. The notice to end the tenancy will need to be from a Monday with the end date, which cannot be backdated. A tenancy termination date should always be a Sunday. Property condition after moving out checklist. Please leave the property, room or flat, in a clean and tidy condition. Clear the property of all effects. Any fixtures or fittings installed without permission need to be removed. Any damage caused needs to be rectified. All keys are to be returned on or before the end of the tenancy date. Need help? If you have any queries or if you would like support with tenants moving in or out, please contact your dedicated housing officer. Alternatively, you can use live chat on our website, www.residewithprogress.org.uk, email us at rwpenquiries@progressgroup.org.uk or you can call us on 0333320275. Let us know what you would like to be updated on. Page 16. Scan the QR code to get other versions of this newsletter. A high contrast version. Download a high contrast PDF of the newsletter. The colors have been changed to help people view the images and text. A screen reader friendly version. Download a screen reader friendly version, which can be used with screen reader applications. You can get these versions from our website, https://www.residewithprogress.org.uk/your-home/your-newsletter. Useful addresses and telephone numbers. Write to us at RWP, Sumner House, 21 King Street, Leyland, Lancashire, PR252LW. Opening hours. Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Telephone 0333320275. Website www.residewithprogress.org.uk. Email rwpenquiries@progressgroup.org.uk. Repairs. To report a non-emergency repair, go to www.residewithprogress.org.uk. If you have questions, you can live chat with us on our website, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Leeds office. Lilac Tenants, New Pudsey Court, 101 Bradford Road, Pudsey, Leeds, LS286AT. Office opening hours. Monday to Friday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Lilac Tenants, for repairs, please call 03452416041 and press 1. Unhappy about something? Find out how to make a complaint on our website www.residewithprogress/get-in-touch. If you are still not happy, you can contact the Housing Ombudsman about a complaint on 0300 111 3000 or email info@housingombudsman.org.uk. Remember, repair lines are very busy first thing in the morning. If your repair is not urgent, try calling after 11 a.m. Lilac News, separate insert. Spring 2025. News for tenants living in Lilac Homes. Leeds Independent Living Accommodation Company. Page 1. New Tenant Chat Group. Interested in joining in the tenant chat? Our tenant chat group meets every 6 weeks at our office in Leeds. Why join a tenant chat group? If you like to meet new friends and have a natter, then this group could be for you. You can chat about all things housing, meet other tenants, and talk to our teams about your home. Refreshments will be provided, and transport can be arranged for you, if you need it. Image: Tenant Sandra is smiling and wearing a pink jumper. She is holding a bowl of vegetables and there is fruit and vegetables on the table in front of her. Image: A group of tenants are sat around a table and there is artwork on the table. Enjoy crafts and a chat. Sometimes our tenants feel more comfortable talking when they are relaxed and doing something creative, our team members too. This is why our tenant chats are always informal. We will grab a brew, settle in and have a chat. We always include games and craft activities in our sessions, too. Get in touch and find out more. If you would like to find out more, then please get in touch with the customer voice team. You can send an email to community at progressgroup.org.uk or call 033 320 4555. If you are not in the Leeds area, but interested in getting involved in a tenant chat, then please get in touch. We would love to see these groups grow in other areas across the country in the future. Image: group of tenants sat around a table, wearing Christmas jumpers, and watching the screen with people on the screen that have joined an online meeting. Image: graphic of a cup of tea and biscuits. Page 2. Keeping your home clean. Image: graphic of bucket with cleaning products, gloves, dustpan, and brush. Here is a reminder about keeping your home clean from Lilac Housing Officer, Claire. Image: graphic of a rug. Replacing items. We only replace items when they are no longer in working order or are no longer fit for use. If anything is damaged before this, like a carpet, then you would need to replace it. Image: graphic of hand and soap. Support with cleaning your room. Keeping your room or flat clean and tidy is one of your responsibilities as a tenant. If you are finding it hard to keep your room or living space clean, you can ask your support worker for help. You may want to pay for a regular professional cleaner. This is something that you can talk about with your support worker. Image: graphic of cleaning products and sponge. Decorating your room. Image: graphic of paint roller with paint. If you would like to have your room or home decorated, we can get a quote from our contractor Morgan Sindel. Please call 03452416041 for more details. Changes to your home. Image: graphic of handrail. Any changes made to your home will need to be agreed with us. If you need a larger adaptation made to your home, we will need a report from an occupational therapist. Image: a bedroom with white furniture including a white wardrobe, desk, and bed, and floor and different colored clothes in the open wardrobe. End of your news, Spring 2025.